Dissident tribal members seeking to unseat tribal chair Vicky Dowd accuse her of squelching efforts to hold a candidate debate. Tribal member Mike Chosa says Dowd called in tribal police to evacuate the tribal wellness center while an elders group was meeting to schedule the debate.
They said they feared violence. It was a tactic on their part to try to get votes for themselves in the upcoming election. It was a political tactic.
But a spokeswoman for tribal chairwoman Vicky Dowd has a different explanation. Laura Stoffel says the elders group decided to cancel the candidate forum on their own because they were worried that Chosa's group, that calls itself the People of Lac de Flambeau, were becoming too confrontational.
They had some employees and some other elders that were a little bit fearful about the way in which this group was conducting themselves.
The major issue in today's election is the tribe's finances. Mike Chosa of the dissident group says the current leadership has made investments in a casino boat in Florida and motels in southern Wisconsin that have put the tribe millions of dollars in debt.
We're so far in a hole that the interest rates on just those loans alone are costing us about $66,000 a day.
Chosa says a change in leadership is needed to put the tribal budget back in the black. But Laura Stoffel says the tribe's finances are in good shape and the debt is in what she calls a safe area.
There's really no cause or concern with regards to the tribe's financial situation and position. In fact, it is in such a strong position that it can leverage to invest in other opportunities through loans.
Both sides are hoping for a good voter turnout today. If incumbent Vicky Dowd loses, Tom Malson, who led the tribe during the tense years of the tribal spearfishing rights dispute, could become the tribal chair again. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.